Welcome to another episode of Being Black 2020. I am your co-founder and CEO of the Being Black 2020 podcast, Ed Wellness Initiative, Haru Adu, also known as Joshua X. And today's episode will be about oxymorons. I repeat, today's episode will be about oxymorons. And I want to thank you all for being a part of the Being Black 2020 podcast and Wellness Initiative. As usual, you're seeking the having the energy to seek your mental health, build upon principles that might be stagnating your growth, might be hindering certain things in your life from happening, is always a big deal. Don't ever make your mental health seem small and minimize the things you're going through to appease yourself or other people. You're not going to be happy at the end of the day. If you don't deal with the situations that's causing you to be stagnant, then you're going to continue in that mode. You're going to continue in that paradigm. And this is all about progress. We're all about moving forward, actually learning from certain endeavors that we do, learning from certain situations, and building a more stable character within ourselves. So let's talk about it, family. Oxymorons. So first and foremost, we all know what oxymorons is. They're contradictions. They're phrases or words set up that literally contradict each other when they're next to each other. So basically, it's a phrase or words that contradict each other by being next to each other. And we're going to talk about that today, because a lot of people in this world, we base all of our attention and energy on oxymorons. And to be honest, it's moronic. It's crazy. So it's retarded. So basically, what happens is that since we don't know the definition of words, since we don't know the meaning of words, we don't know the English language very well, we like to talk rhetoric. One of the biggest pieces of rhetoric I hear on a day-to-day basis, especially dealing with mental health or just, you know, in this world period, is demand justice. Demand justice. Fight for equality. These are oxymorons. These are terms used to ignite a emotional catalyst within you, but don't give any real results. You cannot fight for justice. You cannot demand justice. Justice is something that moves inside of you. And it's a way of movement. It's not a it's not given up. It's not something that can be, you know, handed to you. It's a way of life for you. You have to live justly in order to have justice. Can nobody give you justice? So that's an oxymoron. We have to start realizing that we have the power ourselves. Nobody has to give anything to us. That's the first part of living in oxymorons. We have to realize it, and we have to take a step back. How many of us are going to continue to fight against ourselves? We fight against ourselves by believing in rhetoric, by pushing propaganda and oxymorons. We fight against ourselves. We haven't even began to realize the real situation because we're steady pushing rhetoric. Like I said, demand justice. Rhetoric. What is also rhetoric? The war on drugs is rhetoric. It's rhetoric, people. It's rhetoric. It's oxymoronic. We have to understand that drugs are in our cereal. It's in every piece of food. It's in the apples. It's in the fruit. It's in the vegetables. All of these things is pumped up with chemicals that are inorganically made, which is called drugs. But yet, we demonize urban communities, allow ourselves to be demonized, and then we fight against ourselves. Oxymoronic. It's very funny how we create issues within ourselves and then establish an enemy outside of ourselves, so that we are comfortable with the decisions we make. In all actuality, that is oxymoronic. where you have to create an enemy outside of yourself so that you are comfortable with the terrible decisions that you are making for yourself. I know a lot of people don't want to hear this, but the white man isn't your problem. I know a lot of people don't want to hear this, but the elitists are not your problem. I know a lot of people don't want to hear this, but upper society, the businessmen, the top 1%, the people who own and control the world economics, is not your problem. Your problem is that you refuse to dig deeper into self, learning what words, what purposes words have, learning what purposes food have, what they have in them, what water does to the body, becoming a self-observationist, becoming a self-scientist, learning to build within self a truer and better future. One that reflects the ideals and opinions that you really have deep inside your thoughts, not that some that are reflecting because you've been told things. So this is very important when you talk about living an oxymoronic life, that you really dig deep into the definition of things that you speak. Because a lot of us don't. It's rhetoric. It's oxymoronic. Like I said, demand justice, oxymoronic. Fight the power, oxymoronic. How are you going to fight the power and you can become the power? Fight the power. Sounds good. But how about use your power? Think about it. When I engage you to fight the power, I'm getting you to spend and use unnecessary energy. When you don't have to fight the power, all you have to do is fight for your dreams. Fight for your livelihood. Fight for your family. Fight for respect. All of those things dig within you. You know, those aren't outside fights. So don't get confused about anything I'm saying. All of those are inside fights. Those are fights you do within yourself. Those, and nobody else has anything to do with anything I just said besides you. That's the oxymoronic behavior that we have. We love to demonize people and things that are in front of us than rather than heal what's inside of us. That's why we still have issues within our relatives. That's why we still have issues inside of our communities and neighborhoods. That's why we still have these issues festering within ourselves, because we know how to identify a outer problem. Oh, this person has a gun. This person has a knife. This person is hostile. But then when it comes to inner core issues, the energy inside you, it becomes baffled by how you choose to protect it. You become baffled on how you choose to explore it. You become baffled on how you choose to resonate with it. So when it comes to how you resonate with yourself, that's where the enemy lies. That's where the confusion lies. That's where the frustration lies. And then we go out into this world, we learn, we pick up things and then we spew them out without learning the true meaning behind them. United States. Oxymoron. How could it be united if they're separate states? That's an oxymoron. How could it be united if they're separate states? Come on, family. How could we be united? Texas has their own power grid. We're only united by fear and obligation. There's no real respect. There's no real camaraderie. There's no real community. There's no real trust. And yet we fabricate ourselves into believing all of these things about society because we're told, well, we know it, that we feel different things. If what you told and what you feel is contradicting each other, then you need to stop living an oxymoronic life. a lot of our feelings haven't caught up with our actual reality because we stay in our feelings. I don't like this. I don't feel this way about this. How about you learn about something before judging it emotionally? That's called being traumatized. A lot of us never left the traumatized part of our lives is because we're so self-indulged into us. We can't even realize how outside things are coming inside of us because we're so busy moping and groaning and whining and dining, and we can't even figure out what's in right in front of us because we got our head down, we got our head in the sky, we're stargazing, we're looking for people to look up to. Then we look down when sad things happen instead of looking forward and pushing forward and actually learning things and growing. We become confused and baffled. Thus, the oxymoronic trend keeps moving. The oxymoronic train keeps pushing downhill. You got people talking about you hungry. When you got burgers, that's a dollar. You got people talking about you hungry when there's fruit that grows from the ground. It's oxymoronic what we do to ourselves when we deprive ourselves of a full flow of energy. There's blockages when you don't say what you want to say. There's blockages in your throat chakra. There's blockages in your inner system, there is blockages when you don't let what flows naturally come out. When you're in a group and you belittle yourself to push other people, or when you're a group, when you minimize yourself to promote somebody else, you're blocking your energy. When you're around your relatives and you're quiet because somebody else wants you to be quiet, you're blocking your energy. When you're around your friends and they're doing things that you're not comfortable with, you're blocking your energy. When you're around your partner and they're doing things that make you uncomfortable, yet you're still sticking by them, you're blocking your energy. When you go to the government and you ask them, how can you help me? How could you make me whole? How could you educate me? How could you feed me? You're blocking your energy. There's nothing wrong with getting resources from them. They owe us. They owe us. They're officials. They're state officials. They owe us. We pay taxes. They owe us. That's for number one. So I'm not saying there's anything wrong with taking things from government. But when you take them with the indication that these things are vital for your survival instead of tools for your survival, you become a pawn in a bigger chess match. You become just a piece of the system that flows indefinitely at the bottom of the ocean. We have to realize why the position at the bottom stays the position at the bottom for most people in our reality. And stop crying and moping for them, making it an emotional thing. It's not emotional, it's rational. It's about rationale. It's about defining terms for in your reality. It's about not allowing your reality to be boxed in by outside sources. These things are very important. And then we wonder why we live contradictions, because we're living oxymoronically. So it's very important, family, that we dig deeper. Buy books. Take time for yourself. Meditate. Focus. Learn to love you more. Learn to define terms, so that you're not just walking to situations and places and things with a gleefulness, with a naivete, and allowing your energy to be snatched away in different ways and different reasons. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your energy to become unshackled by the bondages of reality that we put on ourselves. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, please reach out to the Being Black 2020 page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or Snapchat. Or you can go to www.thebeingblack2020.com and we'll reach out as soon as possible. As always, Peace and Hotep family.